Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, and this is where we hear from the businesses and services available in the Buffalo area. If you'd like to be on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by Tina Myers, who is Executive Director, and Amy Duffy, Director of Sales and Events. You might ask for what? Well, I'll tell you. Ontario Power Generation's Winter Festival of Lights returning tonight. And kind of walk us through how long the event is on for, Tina.
The event goes on until January 12th, so there's lots of times to see over 3 million lights all along the Niagara Parkway.
And it must take more than a day or two to put all of this together. How much planning? Is this literally a year-round of, effort?
Absolutely. We start planning right now for next year from a design perspective, and then we have actually been in installation since after the Labor Day weekend.
What would be the location where people can check this out? I'm assuming it's more than just one spot.
That's correct. We're all along the Niagara Parkway. So from basically Clifton Hill all the way down through Dufferin Islands, all on the Canadian side. It's absolutely dazzling.
Yeah, breathtaking, and you know, in time for the season, so people kind of in a bright, cheery mood. Amy, as far as the sales end of things, a number of sponsors, I'm sure, tied in with this. A lot of people helping your people.
Absolutely. And that, as well as a year-round initiative and partnership, for sure. As you mentioned, Ontario Power Generation, our title sponsor of the festival. In addition, the event happening tonight, our opening ceremonies, is presented by Royal Bank of Canada. So we're very, very fortunate. And our winter fireworks series is also presented by Falls View Casino Resort. So we're very, very fortunate for all of our sponsors and partners.
And those people who are listening this evening and maybe not able to get across the border necessarily for tonight can still see some things going on tonight because, as I understand, fireworks plays a significant role in what is going to be happening.
That's correct. This evening we have a 7-minute show at 8 p.m. and then a second show, which will be 4 minutes in length, at 10 p.m.
And again, this goes on for more than just a couple of days. Same too for the fireworks, right? It's not just a one-shot tonight.
Exactly.
Sure. Well, explain a little bit more about what you have planned for people.
Sure. So we have over 20 light art exhibits that are spread out all along the Niagara Parkway and a few up into our BIA areas, so Fallsview Boulevard and Victoria Center. And these interactive illumination displays encourage visitors to get out of their car and move around the destination. So we have a 55-foot long illuminated swing set that spells out the letters PLAY. So you can get your, you know, selfies with these letters and get go on the illuminated swings. We have 15 illuminated seesaws in Queen Victoria Park, so the whole family can get on these things, like mom, dad, kids, whatever, get on these illuminated seesaws and have some childhood fun. We have lots of light art exhibits from artists from around the world. So we have Talking Heads outside of the Ontario Power Generation's power plant building that's all animated to music. It's absolutely spectacular. They can go to our website to see some of these installations. There are a beautiful set of custom-made and designed locally angel wings made out of steel, and they're absolutely breathtaking.
And you talked about the interactive nature of some of these illuminations, more than just posing for pictures next to letters. Explain how that works.
So a few of our displays, actually, you can get on it and actually like a playground. So we've got the swings, the seesaws. There's musical notes that will actually change color when you're walking with them. And we have a social aspect, which as you're hashtagging various things, they will change color. So all the information will be on our website and on site at the various locations on how to interact with the various displays.
And the most important question people are probably thinking right now is, what would be the charge for this?
It's free.
As in none. I like that. And again, this is has a lot to do with the sponsorships, I'm guessing, right? That they're actually defraying the costs.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Now, what else can you tell us about the light exhibits you mentioned from around the world? Is this kind of their interpretation of things, or do they have like seasonal items, or was there some kind of restraint or restriction placed on what the display was supposed to look like?
The art exhibits all are light art. This is a fairly new form of art where artists are actually playing with different forms of light. So we have each one has its own kind of version. Talking Heads, it is one where it has 4,000 controllable lights that make different facial expressions. We have Run Beyond, which is over 70 meters in length. Light a Wish, which is, you know, the dandelions, or you blow a wish and they've got the little seeds. This we have in giant light form.
My wish would be for them to be on someone else's lawn come like next spring and summer. But be that as it may, this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, chatting up the Ontario Power Generation Winter Festival of Lights, which has returned. Tina Myers, Executive Director, Amy Duffy, Director of Sales and Events. And remind people again, Tina, this goes on till when now?
January 12th.
And this is an all day or just evening?
We are open every day from 5 p.m. to midnight, and we graciously accept donations at Dufferin Islands, but it is a free event.
And again, fireworks pretty much every night.
Fireworks are every Friday night at 9 p.m. and every day during the Christmas holiday.
Okay, just expanding, I guess, on what I thought should be the case. But every Friday night is not bad for that length of time. That's
for sure. Right. That's
right. And it's not just a five-minute display either, right? Goes on for quite a while.
Well, the Friday night ones are just the shorter show, but our opening tonight is a longer 7-minute show, choreographed to music.
How many people do you have helping you out with this Ontario Power Generation Winter Festival of Lights? What kind of size staff do you have? How many people does it take? How many man hours, women hours, whatever the term would be?
We have a mighty team of five.
Really?
However, we have an incredible team of volunteers as well, which are really the backbone of our organization. So very, very fortunate.
And you said like over 1 million lights. So I'm doing the math. Each person basically in charge of like, what, 200,000 lights?
It's quite the team. We're very fortunate.
So we have about 100 volunteers, and then we have third-party contractors who help us starting in Labor Day. So we work with a mighty team, and then we have our partners at the Niagara Parks Commission who help deploy putting up a lot of illuminations as well as part of their sponsorship. So it's a great team effort. The whole community comes together, our stakeholders from the Hotel Association, and we put on this magnificent event.
For something this ambitious, what was the idea that started it all?
This event actually started on the U.S. side way back when, the Canadian side started just shortly after it, I think 3 years after, in 1982. And it was the stakeholders coming together because Niagara Falls used to basically close up in the wintertime. So they wanted to bring in tourism in the off season when it's cold and bring in that. So back then, their first year, I think they brought in 25,000 people with the start of them each illuminating their business. Today, we bring in 1.8 million visitors, and we have an economic impact of $98 million.
That is very impressive. Now, you may have mentioned this before, but just to kind of restate some of the newer things that are a part of the displays that people can check out.
We also have Music to Light. This is an interactive thing that lights up keys as you walk in front. We have a new Tim Hortons display, really celebrating our Canadian hockey. So this is an animated display in that area. We'll have the Chill Lounge, where people can sit on some illuminated furniture, chill out, and there's illuminated fire. So that's exciting. And it's all interactive by social tags.
I understand some giant ornaments perhaps may be worked in as well.
Absolutely. So these are on, in our BIA areas where people can go and sit in this giant ornament. There's benches in there, and they could take their selfies. So it's absolutely beautiful.
Amy, you looked like you were going to add something there. Go ahead.
Yes, and in addition, from a marketing perspective, we have some really exciting new tools this year. We are printing a brand new pocket guide and map, which will include a description of all the artists and the light art displays, which will be very informative for the visitors. And in addition, we are launching a new augmented reality app called Great Treasure Hunt. So that will encourage visitors, again, to get out and get out of their car, explore the destination. So some really exciting new initiatives this year.
So this is similar to like Pokemon Go. So each one of the locations will have these really cool animated things that you can see through your cell phone, take a picture, and it's great fun for the whole family to kind of go on this scavenger hunt to find these. And we'll be doing weekly prizes as well. So that's something that's really exciting.
Something else that occurs to me, going back again to the international exhibitors with these light displays, did these people come to you, or did you actively search out these people?
We put out a call to artists at one point. So we have artists who have reached out to us. And then we've also worked with the Light Art Collection, which is a group out of Amsterdam who works with artists from around the world. So this year we have CC, which is an illuminated bench from Singapore. We have an Italian artist who did Run Beyond. So we've got artists from around the world who are exhibiting each of these installations through this Light Art Collection. And then we have Symbolic Peace, which was done in conjunction with a Canadian artist in Toronto, along with an LA artist and fabricator. So they work together to have this beautiful display for everyone to enjoy.
Oh, that guy was going to ask if it was kind of a word of mouth kind of thing, because you necessarily would have to start, as we kind of already established, at some point, rather small, and then built up to this tremendous effort that you have now. So I was curious as to how that shaped up. Anything else that you ladies want to get out there about what's coming up?
No, just visit our website for all the information and details. Currently updating daily. It's WFOL.com.
Easy enough. That stands for Festival of Lights, right? I'm smart like that. Winter Festival of Lights. So, well, very much appreciate it. Ladies, great to have you back, Tina, and here for the first time, Amy.
Thank you.
And
thank
it you. Is... the Ontario Power Generation Winter Festival of Lights. They're presenting how many shows now? Or how many dates, I should say?
I believe we're at 55 days of illumination. So we're excited about it, and we can't wait to have everyone come and visit our beautiful display.
Very well put. Tina Myers, Executive Director. Amy Duffy, Director of Sales and Events. Again, the Ontario Power Generation Winter Festival of Lights. And yeah, for me, the highlight every Friday night at 9 p.m. nightly. Fireworks that you can anticipate as part of this as well. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.